In 2013, a Gwinnett County man called the fire department claiming to have a heart attack. Shortly after five firefighters entered his house, the man held them hostage at gunpoint.
If there was a chance that he thought he was going to bring four or five guys in there with guns, I don't think he would have made that phone call.
That's Jerry Henry, the executive director of Georgia Carry, a pro-gun group. He supports House Bill 807. That's the bill from Representative Cook, a Republican from Carrollton. He wasn't able to comment for this story, but his legislation says as long as firefighters have permission from their fire department, they would be able to carry firearms while on duty. In the Gwinnett incident, police were able to rescue the firefighters held hostage and kill the suspect. However, Henry argues the firefighters should have had the legal ability to defend themselves.
It's difficult nowadays to determine when you're not going to be in one of those situations.
The group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America declined to comment for this story. Gwinnett County Fire Chief Casey Snyder issued a written statement that says his department has no knowledge of this bill and doesn't plan on changing its current procedures regardless of the outcome. Representative Cook's bill is in a state house committee. John Lawrence, WABE News.